I'm saying toss a coin to your dresser, your stylist.
Toss a coin to your stylist.
Exactly.
To your dresser. I love that.
Telling you.
Well, Strange-O.
I think it was a nice getting back into things episode, you know?
Your son, we had to, you know, kick the tires on your ass a couple of times and push this motherfucker.
That's right.
I'd have to say for this one, I'm going to. Oh yeah, I also figure just to spice and enliven things up a bit. I feel like each episode always has an MVP, and I feel like with each particular episode, it's always good to acknowledge our collective and someone who stood out for this. So I'm going to say, and you could agree or disagree, and you can battle.
I'd say for this,
battle would be fun. I'd say this episode, the MVP would have to be AC.
Yes.
AC held it down, knew about the Joe Exotic bits, was able to go ahead and smooth it out, was indulging us with the many ingredients that make up the smell of Gwyneth Paltrow's vag. So, I mean, you know, it takes a lot to go through that because I told you this whole episode, I'm like, I'm just like an observer that's like, I can't believe half the shit I'm hearing.
It was a hard day of researching. Filled with pain and tears.
Because
no.
Goddamn.
Because why did I read about this woman's vagina?
Yeah, because I'm like, But yeah,
otherwise.
Well, we also want to do our Dungeons and Dragons thing.
Yes.
We really need a couple.
Like nerds.
That would have to be, I think we need that more on a weekend episode. So we can when none of us have work.
Yeah.
And then we could really start the base for that. Go with that.
For me, that so would exciting. Be the
cleanest best pleasure.
Cleanest best pleasure. What the fuck? That's what kind of fucking?
Don't worry, our listeners will get that reference.
I was gonna say,
continue?
Mr. Clean Erotica, the cleanest best pleasure.
I'm broke as shit.
Oh, and just by random, I look up here, but they mentioned it last week. Robert Downey Jr. is on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, but my understanding is that's mostly him promoting Doolittle.
Son of a fucking bitch.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because it's only a little over an hour, and I'm like, boo, that's short for Joe.
It's very short.
I just wonder with actors like him, is it that now he pretty much created Tony Stark, or is he just now permanently Tony Stark? Because I feel like now it's ingrained into his personality that he can't shake it. Because I feel like now if you ever hear him speak, you're not listening to Robert Downey. You're just hearing Tony Stark. That's it.
That's a really good point. And, you know, I think that about some actors where they're just so, that role is so burnt onto their persona.
Yeah. It's almost like for a while, and even still, no, you could say it. I think Anthony Hopkins is just Hannibal Lecter just in different roles. Like, I think about every role he's had
post Silence
of the Lambs. Yeah, and you just think, that's Lecter. That's Lecter. It's Lecter. And I'm like, no.
That's a good example because I have a hard time watching it. And that's why I've told you guys this before,
mm-hmm.
I refuse to watch any movie, TV show, or whatever where mm-hmm. Mads Mikkelsen is playing a different role because my mind is so just totally fucked from the show.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't even want to see him as anything else because that's just how it is. And I mean, I'm doing it maybe for different reasons as other people. But there are just some actors, you look at them, they'll always be the same.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Am I saying her name right?
Yeah, Aniston.
She just always will forever be quirky girl living in the city with her friends.
Exactly. Privilege is fucking that big in those big ass New York apartments.
That made no sense.
Basic
no
ass sense. Show.
No sense. And I'm thinking about it now. Who's another? Oh, slight deep cut. It's like David Tennant. It's like you see him, you're clearly the doctor. It doesn't make a difference what you do. It's just the fucking doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah, certain folks.
It sucks because a lot of the actors are definitely they have good range, but you still even see some of that, what made that character, that made them known,
mm-hmm.
that little oomph that they put into that character, they then, I think, tend to reuse that little something special that,
And they just keep revisiting it.
Exactly, and they keep putting it into each role to make that character stand out, but really you're just kind of seeing this.
I was going to say exactly what you're thinking, but it's French, so I didn't want to fuck it up because I was going to say it's
je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi, I think.
Yeah.
Is it je ne sais quoi?
Yeah. And okay, it's go. Literally something, I don't know what.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's literally what they put into it.
I think Strange, and you guys can probably also piggyback on this because, you know, you guys were thugging in the 90s as well because we're old. That's like Pierce Brosnan. He's pretty much James Bond for the rest of his career. Sure. Like, whenever you saw Pierce Brosnan.
At first, he had a TV show. He had a hit TV show.
But even the Mrs. Doubtfire. Years,
and then he became James Bond, and that was it for him.
I can't see him as anything else. Think of my 007 for my Nintendo.
Exactly. And
That's just...
It's Bond.
I imagine me as him.
Goldeneye.
I'm
Goldeneye. Yep, exactly. It's a couple others. I mean, I wouldn't say Robin Williams is Genie, but a lot of people probably thought it was always Genie, even though
I don't really have a.
Yeah, he was too many things. He was Mork from Ork. He was just too many Bird different cage, things. The bird. Know. Oh,
Dead Poet Society.
Dead Poet Society. Fucking toys. Good Will Hunting.
He's a little too. I think it's him personally. That's why we think of him, because there's the characters he plays, but then there's him as a person.
Yeah.
That is idolized. So it's a little different.
Yeah, it's a little different. You know,
because I think he's beloved by everybody.
I almost said Johnny Depp, but unfortunately, he dives so deep in the characters that
I think it's. His personality.
It's echoes of him in these characters. Yeah. It's like it's echoes of him in Jack Sparrow that makes that Jack Sparrow. There's echoes of him in. Unfortunately, he's not going to find a good role because good writing doesn't exist unless he decides to eat some of his budget. Because, you know, he's an expensive motherfucker. Unless he eats some of his.
For a more artsy.
Exactly. He's got to go for some more artsy indie style shit. Because if not, he's going to pretty much get a biopic.
I saw Uncut Gems.
I heard Adam Sandler was fucking phenomenal.
And yet no nomination for him.
I'm shocked because that's totally... I mean, it got 90 on Rotten Tomatoes, but the audience review was only 20%. I will say,
huge gap. That's like, we loved it, we fucking hated it.
It's one of those critic movies that's a critical darling at the Art and Saints. Like Midsommar. Sure. No one got Midsommar. No one got It Follows, No One Got Drive.
Well, it's an A24 studio film, so of course I had to go see it.
I'm surprised there wasn't a witch in it.
It had some super, super dark, off. It was actually, at one point, I looked over at Tom. We saw it on New Year's Day, and he was like this.
Yeah, that right there is one thing I heard. I heard that the way it was cut and shot, it was almost like how Black Swan was, where you felt like it's anxiety-inducing, because you're like watching the stakes raise with this old shit.
Stressed the fuck out. I literally looked at him, I looked at him, I'm like, are you sick? Like, what's wrong? Are you okay? He's like, Ashley, I'm so fucking stressed right now. I am not enjoying this. So, on like one hand, was it a really good movie? Yes, because it made you feel stuff.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, it was tough to watch, and I personally think that a half an hour to 45 minutes could have been cut.
And that's what I heard from people. Yeah. People were like, there was at least 20 minutes that should have been.
Oh, I would have went cut at least a half an hour.
That basically it ran too long.
Yeah,
Uncut Gems.
With Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler.
Let's end the episode because we're getting off tangent right now.
Oh, yeah.